a snake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. All right, this is CITR Radio, broadcast from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC. And this is a show where I broadcast Australian and Canadian music each week. This is Stranded. And my name's Matt. Not a lot of Australian music this week because there's a lot happening in the city of Vancouver. I wanted to tell you about some really positive events. I know today has been a day of tragedy given what has occurred in the US, but there are wonderful, positive events happening everywhere. Wherever you're listening, there's going to be wonderful people doing wonderful things. And next week in Vancouver is no exception. So I wanted to let you know about two events. One is the fundraiser for the Portland Hotel Society, which is on Wednesday at the Waldorf Tiki Lounge, Wednesday the 19th. And it is an extra special night because Destroyer are going to be guest DJing. So Destroyer, including the great Dan Behar, John Collins, Josh Wells, Dave Carswell, JP Carter, and Nick Braggs apparently will all be there. So wonderful event that the band is contributing to. There'll be lots of prizes. Cover donation is $2 or more, and it goes to the for raising money to buy presents for the residents of the single room occupancy buildings in the downtown east side that the Portland Hotel Society serves. So we're talking about participants at Insight, the Lifestyle Centre, New Fashion Shelter, all those great social welfare projects here in Vancouver. So Destroyer, I thought I'd play for you some Destroyer music up front. And after that, I'm going to be telling you about another more low-key, smaller fundraising event for a permaculture project that's happening here at Eternal Abundance on, well, actually just tomorrow, this weekend. I've got a short interview with Jolene, the organizer of that, so I'll tell you about that a little later on. Also, later in the show, we have live in the studio a band. This is the first time I've been involved with something this. I'm kind of excited. So we're going to have a band set up. We're going to do a little interview up first. And then we'll get into some tunes. I'm not sure how many tunes the guys have set up. But we'll soon find out. So I'll let you know who that band is very soon. Okay, let's get into Destroyer. Let's go right back to the early, very early days of Destroyer, the City of Daughters record, which I've been playing a lot this year. I've only just got into Destroyer this year. Let's play the classic No Ceasefires from the first Destroyer record.
Think globally, act nobly. The ties that bind us, blind us. I know that's what they told you. And you know that that's not true. When my heart becomes golden, you will show them and then show them what to do. But for now, assail and assault the divides and the faults. This must be all that we think of. There is no time to stop and admire the admiral. Still have lieutenants to kill. There is no time to see it in another vein, or perhaps a different light. There are too many things. I want you, I want you, I want you, I want you to do. The new hunter kings of summers and springs, they walk beside us to guide us. I know that's what they told you, and you know that that's not true. When their hearts unfold, pick out the black bits, the silver ones far between the few. But for now, assail and assault the divides and the faults. This must be all that we think of. admire the admirals when we still have lieutenants to kill. There is no time to see it in another vein, shed another red light. There are too many things. I want you. No ceasefires, no ceasefires. Let there be no history tonight. These are crimes against the state of our love now, baby. No ceasefires. These are crimes against the state of our love. Place your hand in my hand. Discover the millennia this way. Here comes the day. Have one I cannot begin to crave you. Please spring us Madeline from these rusted jails of lust. We live in, I'm living in. I will find you, Lord, in the classified loves of three good women. You are familiar with these terms, I trust. Sings them mean to us. You'll find there's joy in being barred from the tempo, barred from the tempo, barred from the tempo. There's joy in being barred from the tempo, oh, barred from the tempo, barred from the tempo. Joy in being barred.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back here on CRTR Radio. My name's Matt, and this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And the familiar sounds there of Dan Behar with Destroyer. Going back to the early days, you first heard up there No Ceasefires, Crimes Against the State of Our Love, Baby, from the City of Daughters record. Way back when he was just, early days, Destroyer started off as a project, a bedroom project, more or less, and has since become a band project, of course, over the years, and the latest record has done great things, the Kaput record from 2011. But that first song went right back to 1998. And then the next track was from the Thief album from the year 2000. Also brilliant. We heard a track from Thief. And what did we hear there? Destroyer's Temple. And yeah, I've been playing these albums a lot, the first three albums. So up next is a track from the third record. Regarded as the first three sort of classics from the start of the Destroyer period. So Street Hawker Seduction will play a track up next. But anyway, the reason I'm playing these tracks, not only because I've been really getting into Destroyer this year, but Destroyer, the band itself, will all be guest DJing at the Benefit on Wednesday the 19th. Of December at the Waldorf Tiki Lounge here in Vancouver. It's a special fundraiser for the Portland Hotel Society to help to buy guests, residents of the SRO building, some gifts. A wonderful initiative. So I'd recommend you get down there. Let's get into some more Destroyer. One more track from early period. Let's play for you a track from Street Hawk, A Seduction. The track will be called Sublimination Hour. And of course, don't forget, we have coming up a special band live in the studio, and the band is called Cowards. They're from Vancouver, kind of a post-punk band, and we're going to have them playing live, which is very exciting. So coming up, and after this Destroyer track, we have a Wiser Fool track, one of the great new bands in the city, Wiser Fool. Some old school kind of hard rock. Wiser Fool featuring Jay Beck on songwriting duties. So that'll be up right after this next Destroyer track.
Sick, it's all right. The sublimation hour.
Medium rotation, the shock of the new, and a memo from Feldman saying everything is true.
It's all right. The sublimation hour. Don't spend.
Somebody's lost.
up the spirits, live on Face the Nation. But the Port Authority's just text incantations. All right, ha, ha, ha. The Sublimate Hour. Auction off the temple, it's money well spent. Hey, are those tears in your eyes as the wind cries enlargement? All right, ha, ha, ha. The Sublimate Hour. Until this phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. It's all right, ha, ha, ha. The Sublimation Hour. I guess the streets will suffice till everybody makes nice. But there's a rumor going round, even destroyers have a price. We'll be right back.
as part of the Trash Wang Tour, come out for a night of hardcore punk and experimental hip-hop. On Friday, December 14th, Trash Talk and Metal Hype are coming to the Rickshaw Theater at 254 East Hastings Street. Guest performances by White Lung and Joyce Collingwood. Tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, Neptune, and online at eventbrite.com. Doors at 9 p.m.
So please be careful of our house and try not to break the wall.
Here we are back on CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And you just heard there two tracks from, first of all, Destroyer, going right back to the Street Hawk, A Seduction album, which is certainly regarded as a classic now, which was produced in the fall of 2000 here in Vancouver, featuring, of course, Dan Behar on voice and acoustic and electric guitar there, piano as well, and other members of the band, John Collins on bass, as one of the members, who is also going to be at the special fundraiser next Wednesday night at the Waldorf Hotel in Vancouver. All of the members, looks like most of the current members of Destroyer, the band, are going to be DJing their favorite songs, and it's specially to raise money for the Portland Hotel Society. Wonderful cause, wonderful organization, and at Christmas time. And as I said at the start of the show, it's great to hear a positive event. I know today has been tragic with what has happened in the United States, but look around and you'll see so many other wonderful things happening and wonderful events to be part of at this time of year. The Portland Hotel Society works with residents of the downtown east side, and definitely go along, especially if you like Destroyer, as I do. The second track there was from Wiser Fool. Now, they're a new band here in Vancouver. I've been fortunate to see them. And just, I dare say, this is the first time on radio that they've been played, because I just received through email a copy of the Wiser Fool release, the debut, seven tracks, and it's up on Bandcamp, featuring Jay Beck on guitars and vocals. We also have Spencer Trout on bass, Troy Horton on guitars, and Jay Scully on drums. I'll play for you track number 7, World Gone Wrong, which I thought was fitting for today, given the senseless tragedy that occurred in the United States. Music is a way a lot of us can make sense with things that are out of our control, and I think it's great when songwriters attempt to write what they feel about what's going on, you know. World Gone Wrong indeed. But as I said, there's lots of positive things happening. And right after this quick announcement, I'll come back with details of another fantastic event, another fundraiser event here happening in Vancouver.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
Here we are on CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. We are back, and we, of course, have Cowards, the band, coming up very soon. They're a post-punk band from the city of Vancouver here, and we've actually got them set up to play live in the studio and chat with them. That's really exciting. But before that, let's talk about another really positive event. This event is happening on Saturday night. It's called For the Love of Life. It is hosted by some holistic-minded folk who are raising money for the creation of a healing and educational center in Guatemala. Now, it's going to be called the Singing Cedar. The Singing Cedar Studios is a small studio in East Vancouver that will provide space for the community to come together and create yoga, art, and music here in Vancouver. But it's a stepping stone for this project that's going to be happening in Guatemala, based on the principles of permaculture design. So it's at Eternal Abundance this Saturday. I'm going to let you have a listen to my chat with Jolene to hear more about it. Jolene is one of the organizers, and we had a chat on the phone today, and She'll let us know what you can expect, including some musical treats on the evening too, which is tomorrow.
Basically, what has happened is in our travels, we've come across a piece of property, and we are now stewards of this land. So the goal is to make the property completely off the grid and up to permaculture standards. So rainwater catchment systems, gray water recycling, all those beautiful things that are in harmony with nature. So the event this Saturday, part of the fundraising platform, we're creating a studio space in my garage where I can teach yoga out of. So the fundraising event this Saturday night, all the proceeds will be going to help us transform that garage space so that we can fundraise further to put money towards the Guatemala project, basically.
Well, when did you travel down there and this the seeds of this were planted, in a sense?
It was about, I think, a year and a half ago when we were traveling. I was with my boyfriend, and we just kind of synchronistically fell upon this property. We met the gentleman there, the previous owner, and he was just offering to sell. And as soon as I stepped on the property, I just had this great vision of a community living sustainably in harmony with the earth. So I couldn't help but jump on that opportunity. So here we are now. Well, permaculture is basically it's based on cycles, and it's based on cycles of nature, and we're kind of working towards living in harmony with the planet. So it's using, say, for example, rainwater catchment, which I mentioned earlier. It's catching the rainwater and using it in an efficient manner. So using that to run the water system of your home, say, and use it to wash your dishes. And then there's also a thing called gray water recycling, which after you use the water, say, in your dishes, if you're using biodegradable soap that doesn't have any toxins or chemicals in it, it can then go through this gray water recycling system, which gets filtered through different types of plants that can, and then it safely goes back into the groundwater to be reused by the planet. So a lot of different systems like that are going to be put into play, as well as fruit forests, like fruit tree forests, gardens, all different things like that. So
it's a perfect, good timing for this time in history where we're thinking seriously about transitioning off oil and gas. Like, the time has come, and this is a real practical way of envisaging the future for regular people, I guess.
Yeah, I totally believe that. I just feel like the way to go right now is striving for a more sustainable future so that we can continue to live on this planet in harmony. Like, the indigenous people of the land here in Vancouver, before the white settlers came, they were living in abundance. You know, they would always sit at the table is set, and they no longer are seeing that from era coming into play. So I think we need to get back to that nature of things and just move in a more harmonious step with the planet.
Absolutely. And it is practical, because if people are curious, you can look around, you'll see the word permaculture pop up, and you can do courses. I myself have done a course in it, actually a couple of times, just for good life skills. Who knows where it could come in handy. This sounds like a really wonderful event that you're hosting, and includes some music as well. Who's the performer?
Well, we have a few local performers, actually. The main headliner is Karina Keeling. She's a wonderful activist in the community, as well as a couple of my other friends, Callum O'Teal, Scotty Vigu, and Conrad, who is part of Fast Tam, but he'll be doing an acoustic set.
So this is a really great community project. This will be at Eternal Abundance, which is on Commercial Drive.
1025 Commercial Drive.
And that's on Saturday night from roughly 8 o'clock?
Yeah, doors open at 8, and there'll be a blessing and intention ceremony at 8:30, followed by a guest speaker. He's the Sweat Lodge Chief of the Tsleil-Waututh Nation. His name is Chief Reuben George. He'll also be there giving a speak on speaking about sustainability and a more sustainable future.
Oh, wow, this sounds wonderful. Very positive. Positive event happening here in the city of Vancouver. Thank you so much, Jolene.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Someday in September, you ask me what I thought.
And a track there from Kala Montiel. That's pronounced K-A-L-A's last name M-O-T-E-E-Y-L. So she's an artist from Vancouver who is playing at Eternal Abundance on Commercial Drive tomorrow night at the fundraiser for the... it's for a yoga art space here in Vancouver that will then be a stepping stone to a more substantial project in Guatemala. So the Vancouver space is called Singing Cedar Studios. And in Guatemala, they're hoping to open a wonderful permaculture-inspired intentional community. So based on permaculture, the permanent agriculture, sustainable farming. So you can catch Kala Montiel there. And the track I played for you was called Sugar Shack Weekend. And you can find that on her YouTube channel. Okay, we'll be right back. We don't have too much time left until the Cowards band comes on. They're from Vancouver, BC. They'll be live in the studio.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the Sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
I told you so. come again, my friend, please come again. Oh, I know the water will support the whale. Some girl always got a hold of the tail.
I think this is just trying to undo you. Straight off the plane, already swimming inside you. Recall the nights when the morning wouldn't come, when I stuck you with a tequila bottle until the sun shone through. You swim on to get what you want and drunkenly come home singing me a siren song. So
I'm your secret.
And we're back here on Stranded. My name's Matt, and not a lot of Australian music on the show today, but two fresh tracks there. The first was by a band called Cub Scouts. They're from Brisbane. They're a five-piece, and they've been a really good indie pop band. A really cool clip for that, actually, of like kind of really stylized, kind of old-school kids on bikes riding around the neighborhood eating ice cream. Kind of like an 80s kind of idyllic dream. Cub Scouts, the song was called Told You So. And the second track was by a woman named Abby May with a single called Carmageddon, which has been becoming quite popular, I believe. So Abby May, spelled A-B-B-E, and she is, she's most well known for a song called Design Desire that I played last year. And that album of the, from which that was released, that song came from, the album was called Design Desire. It was awarded a place in the top five Australian albums of the year for the Australian Music Prize. So there you go. And her current single is Carmageddon. And that's what you heard, K-A-R-M-A-G-E-D-D-O-N, which has been described as a slice of doom pop. So Abby May, A-B-B-E-M-A-Y, from Australia. Up next, we have Cowards live here in the studio on CITR. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. We have a live band, post-punk band Cowards, who are a Vancouver band.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, and now this is a very extra special segment live on CRTR Radio. This is the first time on this radio show we've had a live band play. We've had acoustic strummers, which is wonderful, but this is a different world. This is great. We have Cowards live. Hello, Cowards.
Hello. Hello.
Cowards are a Vancouver band, post-punk band, dressed in black for us tonight, and they're going to be playing some tracks from their debut 7-inch. I'll tell you more about Cowards after. I want to get straight into the music so you know exactly what we're talking about here. This is Cowards.
Some pretty rare stuff that they're just laying down there, actually. Yeah.
What was that track called?
Cleaned Up, Not Washed.
Cleaned Up, Not Washed. Yes. We are talking with Cowards. They are the first band ever to play live here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. It's an honor to have you guys in. I know you guys have played around in other bands, Certain Breeds. Who's in Certain Breeds? With Jennifer on keyboards and vocals.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Great. Great pedigree that you're from. Breeds pedigree. Oh, there you go. Wow. And so how long have you guys actually been together as Cowards?
3 years in various forms, I guess, we've been.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had a bit of a rough stint with singers, so we just now we're just sort of trying to take it on ourselves, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three-piece. There you go.
Yes. Power trio. Power trio. Just like all the greats.
Exactly.
Like Police.
And
Rush.
And Cowards.
Cowards, yes.
Cowards are here to play live. And so Cowards, of course, is Spencer Davis, Josh Rose and Corey Lee. Well, let's get into another track. This is Cowards, post-punk band live in the studio, Vancouver, BC, Canada. So we're back here on Stranded on CRTR. Wow, another punching track there from Cowards. What was that track called?
That's called Ends Inside.
Ends Inside. And now, is that on the 7-inch?
No, another rare one.
It's another rare one. Another rare one from Cowards. In terms of the 7-inch, I'm actually holding my hand. I've got to say, the guy on the cover, he looks like the guy from the Headstones who was in that movie Hardcore Logo. And Australian listeners, this is a classic mockumentary film about a Canadian band that tours on their final tour across Canada in the dead of winter, and it's quite a debacle.
Yeah, actually, we met him on acid while we were killing it, sacrificing a goat. So yeah. That's how we sort of thought. Well, yeah, you can be on there for sure.
Rural Alberta, you know.
Yeah, rural Alberta. It's kind of a tradition.
He's talking, of course, about that famous scene partway through the movie where that actually does happen. Or something to that effect. So I recommend anyone, any lovers of music, check that film out, Hardcore Logo, for the Canadian perspective on all things rock. And Cowards, who are your influences? I'm sure probably not the Headstones. I don't hear the Headstones much in your music, but...
Well, actually, it's one of the biggest Australian bands ever, The Birthday Party.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to say is a big influence. Yeah.
More or less exclusively influenced by Australian bands.
Pretty much, yeah.
Birthday Party, Mick Harvey, Simon Bonwell, what's his last name? Bonwell? The guy from Crime and City Solution.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, basically all ex-Australian living in Berlin in the 80s.
Yeah, that's our scene.
I knew that's why you guys were meant to come on the show. That's it. Birthday Party, yeah. Roland S. Howard, of course, he's passed away. Did you know that there is a Roland S. Howard official pedal you can buy? Somebody has...
You're kidding.
Yeah, seriously, they've marketed a pedal for the guitar that's the Roland S. Howard sound. So I don't know if that's sacrilegious.
Does it have just one knob?
Probably.
More or less?
Yeah, probably.
I better source that out.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it play the guitar for you, too?
I damn well hope not. There's desperate times if that's the case. Because we need our music real, and it's real for us here in the studio. This is a real treat. This is Cowards, Vancouver, post-punk. Ready for another track?
Yeah, we'll do one from the 7-inch this time.
Finally. Okay. This is Cowards. Three songs, 7-inch. Debut titled,
Untitled.
Untitled. Featuring a guy on the cover that looks like the guy from Headstones, but who is not. Who is that guy? Anyone?
No, it is the guy from Headstones.
Okay.
Just like a lot of
he
makeup.
Actually produced the 7-inch, too. But we were really unhappy with it, so. As a concession for not paying him, we put him on the cover.
Finally, the mystery solved. So that is a debut 7-inch from Cowards from Vancouver, BC. There's three tracks on this. And which track was that that you played?
That one's called CMBM.
CMBM on side A. I'm really curious how actually you get... Yeah, like, I do hear that, the birthday party kind of sound. How do you get that out of that Telecaster? Like, I'm a beginner guitarist. All I know is how to strum chords. I don't know how to get sounds that are in my head. How do you... Like, do you use a pedal that...
He's asking
that?
For our secrets, man.
Oh, yeah, maybe I shouldn't...
I if can't divulge that sort of.
This is probably a sacrilegious. But anyway, there's a lot of fresh people out there playing guitar who are really curious, and it's a really interesting guitar tone.
Oh, thanks. Trial and error,
and a lot of treble.
Error and a lot of treble.
Yeah. This Cowards. So we're talking. We have a Josh on guitars, Spencer on bass. And we also have Corey Lee on the drums, also of the band Certain Breeds. And do you guys have any shows coming up locally?
Yeah, we got one tonight at the fabulous Cobalt. We're playing with
Slim Fathers.
Slim Fathers.
Awesome. The Cobalt in Vancouver. Well, we're running out of time. Let's maybe give one more track.
We got one more.
One more track that you can hear if you go down to the Cobalt tonight in Vancouver. Thanks so much for coming in, Cowards. Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Wow, thanks so much, Cowards. It's just exhilarating to have powerful live music here in the studio. This is the first time ever on the show. Thanks, and the listeners can jump out into the Vancouver weather, rain, whatever it is, because it's still worth going out tonight because Coward are playing at the Cobalt.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
See you at the Cobalt.
Thanks, thanks for coming. See you next time. We'll be right back.
loves her so. He loves her so. He loves her so. He does what he has to. He loves her so. He loves her so. He loves her so. He does what he needs to.
People. sea salt, malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Cool Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, 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 hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
Oh, dear. Radio audience.
We're investing industrial noise and goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. Midnight, 4 a.m. Friday nights right here at 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
I can listen to them and go, this is really cool, and people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will. I can listen to them and go, this is really cool, and people don't make music like this, and they never have.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at, 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
For your trip to Thailand, coca, nut drinks, they are cheap. Get a pad for $50. Get around in a tuk-tuk. Find a girl who's willing to do things not possible at home. Smoke a puck of hash and dream. Oh, yesterday's gone. Oh, well, yesterday's gone.
All fires put out, we're safe now. Cut. Come with me. Tent market. Buy some discount shirts. Yeah, they were made in Vietnam. Oh, a million men can't fight like a million men. A million men can't fight like a million. Like dancing with a broom after a beer or two. Jacob Ludwig Carl Grimm, he said we'd make it.
but your heart's not in its prime. The future is your home. We are future. We'll be right back.